Hi.
Hello. I think I know this voice, but why don't you identify yourself?
Wait a minute. Let me turn down the radio.
Okay. Turn your radio. Turn down the telephone, please.
Hello there.
Hello. Now, who may I say is calling?
Huh?
Who may I say is calling? Why don't you identify yourself to our...
You don't recognize the voice?
No, I... You know, it sounds like a voice I've been hearing for 43 years, but I can't quite put my finger on it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my father, or I should say my sole listener, or I have more listeners than that, because my wife listens, but you know, how are you?
I don't know why I can't hear you.
Really? You mean on the phone or on the radio? Hello?
On a cell phone.
I don't know why you can't hear me on the cell phone either. You sound fine. And my mic is pushed up high to the point where I don't want to get distortion. So can you hear me okay?
Well, I can make you out.
All right. Well, then you do the talking.
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you.
That's amazing. 250.
The big 250.
You don't look a day over 249.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And what is there a special kind of thing that I should be asking people for 250? Like, if you're married 25 years, that's a silver anniversary, right? So what
right.
Do you get? Do I get, like, 10 silver forks? Because it's 10 times 25?
That sounds logical.
Or 5 silver forks and 5 silver spoons, people. If you're listening and you want to replenish my silverware collection at home, because every once in a while something gets thrown out when you're eating. You ever have that happen? Where you're scraping the plates and it just goes
in? You want to go through my silver drawer and see what's missing?
That's about the last thing I really want to do, but I believe you. it happened to me. We lost a knife. We lost one of our steak knives. And I know, I must have been scraping off my lunch and just not paying attention and gone. And it's not like I was going to dumpster dive for it. So we have 9 knives instead of 10 or 7 knives instead of 8, something like that. Watch.
I'm very, very hip to that.
Well, no, you know what will happen? There'll be some lunatic who'll find the knife, stab somebody to death repeatedly.
And they'll trace it back to you.
My fingerprints will all be all over this lost knife. And he'll have wiped his
fault.
Off. Huh?
It's your fault.
Right, well, he'll have wiped his fingerprints off, but mine will still be on there. And, of course, I wasn't careful with the knife, and there it is. It's like a policeman losing his gun.
You have to pay for that, not being careful.
I know. So how was your weekend, Dad?
Well, considering how we started the holidays...
My uncle died on Thanksgiving morning, which was really rude of him, I thought. You know, he could have waited until January or something. But now had to ruin Thanksgiving and pretty much all the rest of the holidays for the rest of the year.
Yeah, it was very inconsiderate.
I thought so. Shame. And if you know what, well... I was going to say, if we waited till January, we would have had the operation and maybe still being with us, but that's water under several bridges. So,
what a sweet man that was.
Yeah. Talking about my Uncle Lester. You have any Lester memories, anecdotes? We never really got around to doing that the past 2 weeks. And I'd love to share.
Let's see.
Yeah.
He was... You know, the driver, thanks to his father, I think.
Yeah.
He could go anywhere. We, you know, I got into the car and went around the corner for a package of bread or milk or something.
Mm-hmm.
I can get lost. I had that amazing facility. He, on the other hand, could go out into the middle of somewhere that he's never been, find his way back in no time at all.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just incredible.
Cool. Yeah, and he ended up being something of a designated driver for a few years when
he stopped driving.
And my mom didn't want to go places that she wasn't familiar with or had to go on scary kind of highways and expressways.
I think it would have struck fear in the hearts of everyone to see me behind the wheel.
Well, yeah. Certainly struck our... Start fearing us and all those vacations we took. It's like, okay, when's Dad going to get angry at someone on the left? When's Dad going to start chasing down someone who cut him off? When are we going to die in a fiery heap of rubble?
That's why I don't drive anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And your mother, God bless her,
yeah,
is responsible.
She just said enough? She laid down her Fortune?
Yeah, I guess she learned how to drive to alleviate the strain of having to drive with me all the time.
Well, all right. Well, okay. Certainly went from being
and
a lesser
story. And he was
story,
absolutely but... the most even-tempered person, at least outwardly. I hope he wasn't internalizing it.
Hmm. Well, but, I mean, I saw him blow his top a few times, but, I mean, he most of the time, yeah. I mean, you and I have nothing on him when it comes to holding our temper.
We have nothing on him what?
And when it comes to holding our tempers.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we've got, you know, we've got fuses that are so short. It's like they're actually inside the candle. You actually have to chop the candle in half to first get to the fuse that has already exploded. But anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was a good guy.
The world has lost a real nice guy.
Very true. Very true indeed. So we got one more minute left in a little bit time here. Any shout-outs you want to do? Anything else you want to say? You can say hi to Mom, of course. And
right.
Okay.
Mom is always such an incredible person, too. You got one lucky bum for a father, let me tell you.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, man. You should be kissing the, kissing the front stoop every day, pretty much. Kissing her slippers. Kissing my slippers, for gosh sakes. And I don't even wear slippers.
What do they say? I love my wife and I worship the ground she walks on as well as the oil that's under it.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I don't even know what is that supposed to mean?
Well, that would hopefully mean that I married an oil heiress or something.
Oh, I get it now.
Ain't so.
Ah, well. Can't have everything. I think you got pretty much everything else from Mom.
Yes, yes, indeed.
So,
a glorious wife, a wonderful son.
And the syphilis, which, no,
and
I kid.
And a wonderful family.
I kid, yes. Thank God. Thanks for all of that. Anyway, it's 11 o'clock. You know what that means.
Yeah.
Time for me to do my other show. Yay!
Well, gay Gesundheit.
Thank you, Dad. And no, I'm not gay, but Gesundheit to you, too. Wow, you're just not picking up on the... You used to laugh at my jokes. What happened?
I didn't hear it.
You said gay Gesundheit, and I said I'm not gay, but Gesundheit anyway.
Oh.
Go ahead. So much...
Unfortunately, the connection doesn't seem to be too good.
Yeah. Timing!
I don't know why.
Well, doesn't matter, because I got to let you go. I got to get a show started. Have
okay.
a great night. Thank you, Dad. Love you so much.
Oh, ditto.
Ditto indeed. And everybody, love you too for listening.
And Joycey and the boys.
Our boys being our dogs, yes. And our frogs. And, of course, the potatoes.
Oh, everybody knows how crazy you are.
They're learning. Anyway, time for me to start. Dave's Gone By right after this message. So thanks, Dad, for calling. Thanks, everybody, for listening.